Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. Isn't she cute? Or the 110-pound baby? Well, folks, I've had one heck of a week. My 94-year-old mom fell and smashed up her elbow, which got infected. The infection knocked her brain for a loop, so she was confused and uncooperative, and I had literally had to carry her kicking and screaming to her doc, who wisely sent us to the emergency room, where we spent the next 3 or 4 hours waiting, trying to be patient and understanding, while really less fortunate folks who came in on stretchers were tended to. And then she was admitted, and over the next week, since she's almost deaf and was confused, and I'm her calmer downer and her interpreter and her medical historian, I'm talking with her nurses and docs and physical therapists and discharge planner, all of whom were great, and the folks back at her assisted living facility to keep them all up to date, to make sure they don't think she's gone off the deep end permanently so she isn't appropriate to come back and we'd have to find a nursing home for her. Yikes. And meanwhile, my work brain keeps saying, don't forget you have to do this by tomorrow morning. And don't forget you have to write that report by Wednesday. And you've got 17 voicemails and 43,000 emails, a few of which might have something to do with something other than great deals on drugs, which you'll probably need soon in extra strength size if you don't get some rest. Woo! So suffice it to say, I was feeling a bit put upon by life. I had lost my sense of humor. But then the image of that old cartoon character, Gumby, popped up. Remember Gumby? Made of some gummy stuff, and bad things would happen to him, and he'd get all smushed and smashed and unreasonably stretched thin. But he was so flexible, he'd bounce back into shape and triumph. And then didn't I find an email from my son with the following joke? A woman gets on a bus with her baby. The bus driver says, that's the ugliest baby I've ever seen. Ugh! The woman goes to the rear of the bus and sits down, fuming. She says to the man next to her, the bus driver just insulted me. The man says, you go right up there and tell him off. Go ahead. I'll hold your monkey for you. It can be hard getting a new perspective, but that helped me get the monkey off my back, and I felt very grateful for the really amazing medical team and services my mom was receiving. So in a pinch, let's share some good jokes. I'm Dr. Rich. Old age isn't for wimps like me. O'Neill, thanks for tuning in.